A question, where should registered child sex offenders be able to live? It's a question that is center stage in an Illinois courtroom today. A group of men in Aurora, Illinois, about 40 miles outside Chicago, could face felony charges if they don't move out of their home by Wednesday. It's a legal fight over housing and redemption. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
In downtown Aurora, McCarty Park takes up a full square block. There are walking paths, a fountain-like splash pad in the center of the park, and two small rocking horses further back. A couple of blocks away is Wayside Cross Ministries. It's a Christian-based group that's been around for decades and provides shelter and faith-based rehab services for people who are struggling with all sorts of problems, including transitioning from prison. 90 men live at one of the organization's buildings. 18 of them are registered sex offenders. And whether they live too close to the park has been a recent source of conflict between the mission and the city.
My name is Marcus. I am 48 years old.
Marcus Sabo served 2 years in prison after he was convicted of possessing child pornography. As he leads the way into the building, Sabo points out the library, a chapel, and some classrooms. He's been at Wayside Cross for 5 years and is now on staff. He says the structured program for men, with its daily Bible classes, religious services, and work assignments, transformed him.
Therapy didn't help, medications didn't help, even being locked up and, you know, so-called corrections, you know, didn't help anything. It wasn't until I came here and started reading what the Bible said, and seeing what Christ has done for me, that, you know, my mind started to wake up and completely changed my life since I've been here.
But now he may have to move. Last month, Aurora's police chief sent letters to Sabo and most of the others telling them they are in violation of the state's residency law. That law makes it illegal for convicted child sex offenders to reside within 500 feet of a school, a daycare center, or a playground. And the city says that includes McCarty Park. The letter came with a deadline. It said if the men aren't gone by January 15th, this Wednesday, they could face felony charges. Sabo says he was shocked because he's never had any problem registering before, and he and the other men fear they will be homeless. In recent months, the mayor of Aurora and some residents criticized Wayside Cross when it provided housing for an infamous convicted murderer who completed his prison term. The city says that protest has nothing to do with this latest scrutiny. Instead, it blames faulty measurements. Police Chief Kristen Zeman says the city realized its old mapping system measured some boundaries incorrectly. So last spring, they made corrections and took another look at Wayside Cross.
That is when we determined that the people who were living there were actually near a playground.
I don't think that having two little rocking horses that are used for kids converts an entire broad park with benches and lawns and picnic tables into a playground that's solely for children's recreation.
Attorney Adele Nicholas represents the 18 men and says the city is misrepresenting the state's residency law. The city says the distance from the men's housing to McCarty Park's property line is 500 feet. Nicholas says any measurement at the park should start where the fountain and rocking horses are located, and the distance would then be 550 feet. It's a mathematical squabble with profound implications, but Nicholas says another Illinois law protecting religious freedom is also at play, since the men are part of a community where daily religious services and Bible studies are paramount.
And forcing them to move out of that would disrupt those programs, disrupt the progress they're making through their faith.
Even so, if the men aren't out by the 15th, Kane County State's Attorney Joe McMahon could charge them with a felony. He seems reluctant.
People need somewhere to live. They need a safe place to live. The work that they've done there at the mission has been remarkable for decades. We've got to find a way to resolve this where the people who use that park on a, you know, daily, weekly basis, especially during the warmer months, can use it and feel safe and comply with state law as well.
The 18 men who live at Wayside Cross Ministries say regardless of what happens to their request for a temporary restraining order to halt an ouster from their home, they'll push for a final ruling that makes clear how distance should be measured and where convicted sex offenders in Aurora can reside. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Aurora, Illinois.